So here's how I got a skunk to start off a conference presentation for me. Several years ago, I was giving a presentation on the importance of having a resilient workforce. So a workforce that has a bring it on attitude and is able to handle pressures, demands, and rapid change, as well as uncertainty. And as I unfortunately oftentimes do, I found myself obsessing about how I wanted to start off the presentation. Because as you probably know, it's really important to start off a presentation really well because it sets the tone and the trajectory. And as part of thinking about how I wanted to start off the presentation, I found myself thinking about what story I wanted to share. And I wanted to use a story that was different from some of the ones I'd used in the past, but nothing was coming to mind. Well, the morning of my presentation, I got up early and I went for a walk in this wildlife preserve near the conference venue. And I came across a couple of deer who, the moment they saw me, they bolted. Well, a little while later, I heard this rustling noise and I'm looking around. All of a sudden, I see this black and white creature scurrying through the underbrush. And this skunk was foraging and he was sort of doing the foraging equivalent of power walking because he was just hauling through the forest. He wasn't just meandering, sticking his nose under leaves, in rotted logs, etc. And he's powering right along, coming closer and closer to me. Now, obviously, I did not want him to be startled when he came upon me. So as he got something like, I don't know, 20 or 30 feet away, I said something like, hi, it's just me. Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you, or something like that, as if skunks can speak English. And he completely ignores me. He just continues foraging away. And as I thought about it, it just made me smile because he could have cared less that I was there. He didn't see me as a threat because he knew he had what it took to handle any potential predator. And so he wasn't stressed out by my presence. He didn't let my presence break his focus on his job, which was foraging. And so I found myself thinking, what a perfect metaphor this is for the difference that resilience makes in a person's life. Because the more resilient we are, the less we sweat the small stuff, the less inconveniences and challenges and problems, the less they stress us out because we know we can handle it. And so what a perfect metaphor for why it's important to have a resilient workforce. So I thought, bingo, this is how I'm going to start off the presentation with this story. And I share that with you both as an example of how to start off a presentation with a story, but also perhaps the even more important lesson, because it's the major or the most frequently asked question I get with people who want to use stories in their communication. And the question is, where do I find stories? And if you pay attention and notice everyday experiences that amuse you or surprise you or think are rather odd or out of the ordinary, those are great examples of situations that you probably could use as either a story or as an analogy. So that's how I got a skunk to start my conference presentation.